XYZ Printing dives into industrial 3D printing with new printers and partnerships. XYZ Printing, subsidiary of contract manufacturer New Kinpo Group, has had an interesting story since it entered the 3D printing space in 2014. With the launch of the first DaVinci 3D printer, the company began to tackle the desktop 3D printing space. Now, ahead of Formnext, it is performing a full-on attack of the industrial space, announcing two new industrial machines, several digital light processing (DLP) machines and a series of partnerships meant to establish XYZ Printing as a formidable player in the industrial 3D printing space. The PartPro 350XBC. The PartPro 350XBC is a binder jet 3D printer that deposits CMY3 color ink in a transparent binder to fuse layers of plaster powder and create full color objects with a resolution of 1600 by 1600 b. Priced at $30,000, this system has a price point competitive with other full color binder jetting systems, namely the color jet printing machines from 3D Systems. With a build volume of 350 by 222 by 200 mm, the PartPro 350XBC undercuts 3D Systems ProJet CJP660 Pro, which, according to the latest Wohlers report, has a price of about $68,000 for a somewhat larger build volume of 254 by 381 by 203 mm. It has an integrated curing process and removable build platform so operators can remove the bed and replace a new build tray for continuous printing. The system will be made available as part of an early access program in the first quarter of 2018. Manufacturing Pro 230XS Laser Sintering 3D Printer. XYZ Printing also is taking on selective laser sintering, SLS, with the Manufacturing Pro 230XS, an SLS system that relies on a 30-watt CO2 laser to sinter objects up to 230 by 230 by 230 mm in size using various material including standard polyamide, PA, in several colors, flexible PA, high-temperature PA, thermoplastic polyurethane and acrylic. Perhaps the closest comparing machine is the ProMaker P1000 from Prodways, which has a larger build volume of 300 by 300 by 300 mm and is available for about $115,000. It is still larger, more powerful and more affordable than desktop SLS machines that have recently been released. The system features a removable build tray for continuous printing and will be available for over $60,000 as part of an early access program. New DLP 3D Printers. XYZ Printing previously released a DLP machine, as well as two stereolithography SLA machines, but under its consumer line. Now, the company is targeting the professional market, including the jewelry and dental sectors, with the PartPro 100XP, CastPro 100XP and DentPro 100XP DLP 3D printers. The systems are priced between $2,399 and $2,699 and will be available in the first and second quarters of 2018. The PartPro 100XP is a desktop DLP 3D printer meant to print with standard, tough or rigid resins for a price of $2,399. The DentPro 100XP is targeted at the dental and medical industry, using a certified dental resin and biomedical resin, with a price of $2,699. The CastPro 100XP can print an object of 2.8 cm in height in just 1 hour and is meant for printing castable objects in the jewelry and dental spaces. The DaVinci Super. The company also unveiled its largest fused filament fabrication (FFF) 3D printer yet, the DaVinci Super. With a respectable build volume of 11.8 by 11.8 by 11.8 inches, the DaVinci Super is designed to use a range of filaments, including ABS, PLA, TPE, tough PLA, nylon, PETG and PC. It features automatic calibration, fail recover and a pause feature. New partnerships. In addition to a series of new machines firmly declaring XYZ Printing as both a consumer and industrial 3D printer manufacturer, the company announced a series of partnerships, including Nexo 3D, Digital Wax Systems and Sicknova. In February 2016, startup Nexo 3D launched a Kickstarter claiming to have one of the fastest 3D printers in the world capable of printing layers at a rate of 1 cm per minute using patented technology. Dubbed Lubricant Sublayer Photocuring, LSPC. The technology seems to be a similar form of SLA that relies on a thin layer of oil to quickly print objects. After the Kickstarter was launched, however, a confusing IP battle ensued, which caused the company to cancel the project. Now, the company has received $10 million in funding, including a contribution from XYZ Printing. In return, XYZ Printing will manufacture and sell Nexa 3D's technology under XYZ Printing, with the expected launch to take place in Q2 of 2018. The firm will launch on the equity crowdfunding platform OurCrowd, which also invested in Nexa 3D. OurCrowd is headed by CEO Avi Reichenthal, former 3D Systems president and a key figure in the development of 3D printing as a global phenomenon. XYZ Printing will sell DWS SLA machines under its brand, while DWS will sell XYZ Printing's DLP printing machines under its own brand. While the deal would give XYZ Printing a more robust line of DLP systems, it also gives DWS a line of sub-$5,000 systems. The deal should reach full execution by the second half of 2018. XYZ Printing will be slapping its label on Sicknova's large-scale JCR1000 and JCR600 triple-times F3D printers. The JCR1000 has a large build volume of 1000 by 600 by 600 mm, automatic bed calibration and dual 1.75 mm print heads. The machine can reach speeds of up to 1,000 m per hour and be used for such applications as jigs and fixtures or end parts. The newly branded products are expected in the second half of 2018. The big picture. Now that all the news is out there, we can take a breath and look at XYZ Printing's strategy. In 2014, the company quickly became a leading player in the desktop space, leveraging its experience and resources as a contract manufacturer to create consumer machines for as inexpensively as possible. It then ramped up this consumer line as quickly as possible, releasing what seems like an endless number of products. By 2015, the company had the biggest foothold in the desktop space. By 2016, the company had begun plans to enter the industrial space. When I visited the Taipei headquarters, XYZ Printing had its inkjet technology on display, alongside numerous experimental products being tested in the marketplace, such as food 3D printers and smart fitness devices. I was made aware of the binder jetting system, which was a low-key announcement at CES in 2016. With the official announcement of the binder jetting system ahead of FormNext, XYZ Printing seems to have decided to make a big splash as more than a consumer 3D printing company. It has launched an entirely new professional 3D printing site, including many of the products mentioned in this article, as well as a separate logo to differentiate its consumer and professional lines. The products mentioned here attempt to offer entry-level or low-cost systems in the industrial space, possibly with an eye of disrupting that space the way that it has consumer 3D printing. Partnering with the aforementioned companies quickly adds items to its product line so that it may soon become the most diverse 3D printing company on the market. XYZ Printing has proven itself an expert in manufacturing inexpensive desktop 3D printers, but can it do the same in the industrial space? It looks like 2018 may begin to answer that question for us. To learn more about XYZ Printing's professional line, visit the new website.